Welcome to the latest podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions team. It's Monday the 22nd of August. For workplace pension schemes and sponsors, here's our roundup of the key headlines you need to know from the last week. The main story this week is a High Court case considering a scheme's forfeiture rule. In this case, the scheme had been administered on the basis that certain benefit changes had been made, but it was later realised that the deeds affecting the changes had not been properly put into place until years later. This meant the members had been underpaid. The scheme's trustee had begun a process of repaying the missing benefits, but the employer claimed that the rules included a forfeiture rule, meaning those benefits due more than 6 years earlier should not be repaid. The court was asked to consider a number of questions around how to interpret the rule, including 1. Whether it was in fact a forfeiture rule, when it didn't refer to forfeiture. 2. Whether members could be said to have claimed their benefits to stop forfeiture taking effect. And 3. Whether there was an obligation to inform members of their benefits before they could be forfeited. The judge found that the rule did have the effect of forfeiting benefits that were due more than 6 years before the issue came to light. This meant there was no entitlement to the payments the trustees had made in respect of those benefits. The judge also held that the Pensions Ombudsman does not count as a competent court for the purposes of giving an order for the recoupment of overpaid benefits, which is a requirement of the legislation. This is in line with a previous judgment, but contrary to a statement released by the Ombudsman. Further detail of the case can be found in the full version of What's New This Week. In other news, the pensions regulator has published a blog post encouraging schemes to question their investment strategies, including asking what might be deemed to be silly questions, such as, how do you justify that level of risk? What did your advisors have to say about it? And how's the scheme's plumbing? Finally, the Pensions Dashboard Programme has issued a call for feedback to its consultation on proposed dashboard standards. The consultation closes on the 30th of August. The full version of the What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.